What about intrahepatic infusion of chemotherapy?
Intrahepatic infusion and chemotherapy has really fallen by the wayside. Kent Minnie's article was Christmas Week, New England Journal of Medicine, 1999, repopularized placement of a hepatic artery pump for infusion. The only drug approved in the United States is FUDR, floxuridine. It's a cousin of 5-FU. And that was an era when we didn't have these 3 and 4 drug combinations. Response rates in that situation may have been around 50%. Now, with the 3 or 4 drug cocktails, we're seeing better systemic response rates, and we avoid the morbidity. Those pumps had a lot of morbidity because there's a 20% incidence of bile duct scarring or biliary sclerosis from the infusional FUDR, which is often irreversible. So you can say, well, what is the role of a pump in someone that's received a FOLFOX or FOLFIRI systemic chemotherapy? I think there's very little role, and we see almost no referrals. The oncologists aren't asking for them. With the newer and better drug combinations, I don't think in the last 3 years I've maybe placed 2 pumps, and those for patients who have failed systemic chemo, and the response rates are probably no better than placebo, 10 to 20%. So I think that until we see newer drugs available, or I think the only role right now for pumps would be in a randomized setting where you're combining systemic chemo perhaps with a pump chemo. But in the community, I don't see any major role for infusional liver therapy at the current time.